Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure. As always, you're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good buddy Russell Brown is with us. Russell is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. Already had our 10-year anniversary with him. He's working on his 11th year, and which we are too, by the way. By the way, folks, I'll remind you that in a couple of weeks, actually 2 weeks from Monday, we're going to be starting the celebration of our 11th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're looking forward to that. 11 years, folks. Who would have thunk it? Still the only guy talking to small business owners 5 days a week. And I'm the only guy doing that, folks. It either makes me really smart or really stupid. We don't know. We haven't figured out which one. Russell is our good friend, as I said. Russell is the author of a couple of books, outstanding books on buying and selling businesses, including Preparing Your Business for Sale and the one that Kiplinger claimed, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. He's also the creator of an outstanding software product that will help you buy evaluate the price of a business, yours, the one you have or the one you want to buy. And he's our good friend, Russell Brown. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks very much. I'm glad to be back. And
it's
happy 11th anniversary almost.
Well, yeah, we got it coming up here pretty soon. Thank you very much. It's been a long time, Russell. 11 years. The time has flown by.
Yeah, and I've been with you most of those years, right?
Over 10, yeah. Sometime,
over
I think
10,
January or February, it'll be 11 years that you've been with me, and steadfast supporter of all the things that we do and small businesses, and we thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm happy to be able to do whatever little that I can to help.
You know, Russell, I've been talking to my audience about what we're in right now. You know, I was one of those holdouts all the way up till the end of September, as far as a recession's concerned. Everybody kept talking about recessions. I've been saying recession. What recession? Who cares? You know, what difference does it make? I got no choice. I can't participate. I've been saying things like that for all up until the end of September, because I really believed that. I didn't know, as a lot of people didn't know, how bad the credit crisis was going to get. And so we now know that we had a negative third quarter growth, probably going to be similar in the fourth quarter. So I think we are in an official downturn, but the fact remains that those of us who are in business, if we want to survive for the next upturn, we got to stay in business. And so, but there is one thing that's different, and this is the thing that I think is important to talk about. And that is the availability of credit is different. I didn't say it was gone. I didn't say it didn't exist, but it is different, isn't it? Now that's the one thing that's different about this downturn than all the others I've ever been a part of, Russell.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really, as far as I can tell, creating havoc out there in the buying and selling of small businesses. And because of the clamps that have been put on any kind of financing. Now, I too was optimistic going through most probably right through September as well as you. October was pretty sobering.
Yeah.
And as you said, the full broad depth and depth of this broad expanse and depth of this credit problem, it finally came to light, I think, in October, and now we're going to see for the next year at least the implications of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically in the area that I'm concerned with, of course, is in the buying and selling of small businesses.
Right.
I expect the anecdotal evidence I have from the market out there is not good, and my view of that, plus looking forward, is it's going to get worse for the buying and selling of small businesses.
Yeah.
Because there'll be fewer sellers who want to sell, but because a lot of good businesses are sold by retiring owners and illness and death and complications, some things that you can't really avoid. Also, divorce, I should throw in there. But even that of course is slowing down because a lot of value that might have been attributed to the value of a business is going away, similar to what happened in the stock market.
Irrespective of the economy, for buying a business or operating a business, you don't want to sell your business when you're going to have to discount it because of the economy.
Right.
That's not a good time to be selling. But regardless, as Russell said, there are businesses being sold right now and will be over the next year or so. Why is there such a problem, and how do you get out of that? How do you fix that? Is there a way to fix it? We're going to talk about some of those things with our good friend Russell Brown. On the other side of these messages, I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with us.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
We're back at 17 till. A little Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's Steve Winwood, by the way, folks, if you didn't know it. That's 17-year-old Steve Winwood, lead singer of that song. That's from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. I'm also from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out using your advantage. And looking forward to the new website we're going to launch tomorrow. And can't wait to show it to you. Russell Brown is... Russell, are you from the Wayback Machine?
The Wayback Machine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you are. I know how. I know.
So?
I know your generation. You're like me. You're from the way. We're classics, Russell.
Yeah, that's what I listen to. I don't.
You and I are classics. You know, that's. You know, now our kids might call us something else, but we're class. I think we're classics, don't you?
Well, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly.
My son would call me that, but not quite in those words. Yeah.
We're talking, folks. Russell Brown, by the way, folks, is our business buying and selling expert and has been now for almost 11 years. He's your software, BizPricer, right?
Yes.
Right, Russell?
Mm-hmm.
BizPricer.com, is that the website?
Yes, it is, BizPricer.com.
So tell us a little bit about the software.
Well, what it is a really easy to use, easy to install software that goes on your computer, and you can privately and inexpensively do the valuation of your own business by putting in. It walks you through, holds your hand all the way through, gives you just-in-time information so you don't have to go read some big long manual. And so right on each screen where you're working on a part of the valuation, it tells you what information is needed, where to put it, how to evaluate it if there's subjective evaluation needed on it and needs to be entered, but it walks you right through and holds
the wizard. The wizard just holds your hand, and walks you right through it, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a good deal. What's the price? $99.
$99.95, and you can get a download and a CD for that price.
And if they tell you that they heard you about you on my show, you're going to love them up a little bit, aren't you?
Well, you know what I'll do. I'll include one of my two best-selling books.
There you
go. Strategies, or know, strategies for successfully buying or selling a business or preparing your business for sale. I'll include either one of those with the order for free.
All right. Now, that's the kind of deal I'm working on here, folks.
See how I'm working?
These are $40, $50 books, folks. And folks, see how hard I work for you. So be sure to tell Russell that you want the deal that we worked up, we cooked up for you here. BizPricer.com. Russell, we're talking about the credit challenges that the economy has right now and how that's impacting the buying of businesses. You know, a lot of people might think, that makes sense. You want to buy a business, you go to the bank and they give you the money and you go buy the business. That's not how it happens, folks.
No, and that was always challenging in good times as well.
Yeah, you could never just stroll into the bank and say, I want to buy this guy out, I want to get a loan for that. That's not how it happens. The issue is, just to wrap it up pretty quickly, Russell, and then let you elaborate on it. Folks, buying a business, big businesses or little businesses, it's all about a combination of different kinds of financial instruments, leases, taking money back from the paper backed by the seller, bank throwing in some money for this issue or that issue, whatever. It's a combination of things, but there's a lot of credit instruments involved historically in a transaction, right, Russell?
Yes, absolutely. And I know we've talked in the past about the sellers needing to hold paper, you know, to hold the mortgage on the business sale for a period of time.
That means finance part of the deal.
Right.
The seller finances part of the deal.
Right. And that's still the same. That's been the way it was, and it's still needed, of course. But the problem really comes in. Here's where we're at right now, is that the buyer still needs to come up with in the case of most businesses, a significant amount of cash.
Mm-hmm. And probably more than 20%, right?
We estimate anywhere up to 50%, depending.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's got to happen in this kind of economy, in this kind of financial distress we're in. The seller's going to have to take back more, a bigger financing. They're going to have to get up to, like, say, 70% as a typical number. But the buyer still's got to come up with the 30%, and therein is where we're finding the problem. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if a typical business, say, it sells for, say, $1 million or something, or $2 million, somewhere in that range, then you're talking $300,000 to
$600,000
that a buyer has to come up with. And where did that typically come from? If you look at that real quickly, you know, of course, there's personal savings and investment dollars that the buyer has, but that would... typically in that kind of business, that doesn't approach this.
And you could also have used home equity, but look, we know what's happened to that.
Well, and that was the second one on my list. Home equity mortgages, a lot of people would go there. In fact, if I had to rank these things, I would say home equity mortgages was the top one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Where is it gone? Here's the thing. Not only is credit tighter, but the value of homes has gone down fairly dramatically across the country. On average, what, 20%, I think.
Yeah, maybe more.
15 to 20, yeah. So, yeah, and depending on your area.
So that's how the deals have been structured. What is a deal going to look like over the next 12 months or so? How would you put that deal together? Russell will help us with that. On the other side of these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
SB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Great. James Brown, folks, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. And I'm feeling pretty good, too, myself. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Russell Brown is with us. Russell, how you feeling?
Well, I'm doing great.
You know, feeling pretty good?
I'm not too happy about the stock market these days.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so...
But everything has a cycle, you know.
I'm looking at this as a buying opportunity.
Ecclesiastes taught us that, you know. I mean, for everything, there's a season.
That's right. There's only one problem with this great talk about a buying opportunity. You've got to have money to do it.
That's right. So let's talk.
I was an optimist all the way through.
I know. I know. You and I both. We didn't realize. We didn't realize how badly Wall Street was going to get us into this mess. Wall Street and Congress were going to get us into this mess.
Yeah, I found
but anyway, Russ, let's get back to what we were talking about, because I want to make sure we throw out some ideas. And by the way, folks, Russell's website is bizpricer.com, also businessbookpress.com, right, Russell?
Yes, and that's BIZPRICER, bizpricer.com.
So check that out. Don't forget that offer he made you. If you didn't hear it, he's going to throw in a book if you order the BizPricer software, and it's already a pretty good price. Okay, Russell, what you're going to have to do if you want to buy a business or if you want to sell a business, you said it a minute ago, the owner's going to have to take back more of the financing. But maybe you can get better. You can get a higher interest rate if you take. If I give you more credit, you got to give me more terms.
Yes.
So maybe you say, okay, I'm going to raise the interest rate, but you got to pay me off. You got to pay me off a little quicker. 2 years from now, credit should be opened up. You know, we need to plan on you getting part of this money somewhere else in the meantime. That'd be one way to go. What do you think?
Well, yes and no. The problem is you still got to be able to pay for the business out of the proceeds of the business.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem is you go and raise interest rates on higher money owed, and then what happens is, you know, it quickly surpasses the ability of the company to earn the money to pay it off.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's a function now of what is the business worth. And that's where a seller has to make the decision, do I actually want to sell in this environment? Because now if we employ Russell Brown's BizPricer, my business is not worth as much going forward over the next 12 to 24 months. It's not going to be worth as much as it was worth in 06 and 07.
That's right. Well, I have a solution I'm working on. I don't have all the details set on it, but I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking that this would work fairly well. And what it's called is an earnout.
Yeah.
And so what we can do is work on taking far less cash from the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, just requiring the buyer to come up with whatever he needs for operating capital and, you know, all the payoffs
right.
He's got to do at the start of the transfer.
They got to have some skin in the game so you can, because if the thing falls apart, you want to see a tear in their eye too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we're talking like trying to get this down to like 20% or 30% cash in on the part of the buyer, where everything is based on an earn out of the business, which means you pay according to the business's ability to earn. Not tied to a particular interest rate, and you work that over a period of time with a mortgage concept called a balloon payment.
Mm-hmm.
So after a certain period of time, as the economy recovers, then at that point you're going to be required to come up with additional capital and.
So the payment is undetermined. The payment schedule, the debt service over the next 12, 24, 36 months is unknown right now, but it's based on how the business does.
Right. It's on based on the business's ability to earn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you sit and think of that for a little bit, there'd be a lot of risk factor problems in there for both the buyer and seller and so on.
Right.
But it's a way to get the deal done in a fair way. To make the deal happen, to get it done, it's fair to the buyer. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's no way getting caught in a situation where he can't afford to pay for what he's taking on.
Right.
It's fair to the seller because he's getting really only what the business is worth.
Right.
Because he's getting only paid for the business's
mm-hmm.
ability to generate income.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the real. The thing that adds value to a business is called the goodwill, the intangible
right.
part of the business that banks definitely won't loan against
right.
or 99%
right.
of the time won't. So that would balloon later as the business profits pick up.
You push that out into the future. Russell, yes. We got a lot more to talk about. We come back soon, and let's pick it back up on this next time.
Okay.
Thank you. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. We got more to talk about. I have more to talk about in the next hour. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.